Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails Fine-Tuned Project is a mentorship and collaboration-based project aimed at professional development for emerging artists playing traditional music in Western North Carolina. For this episode, we spent time with one of the mentorship groups working as part of the project, Josh Jones of Robbinsville, and his mentor, Sav Sankaran of Asheville. Josh studies classical voice at the UNC School for the Arts. Sav also studies classical voice and today sings and plays bass for the nationally touring bluegrass band Unspoken Tradition. In this interview, they shared details about their mentorship experience, their thoughts on music in Western North Carolina, and the tracks they chose to record for the Fine-Tuned album. Here's what Josh and Sav had to say about bringing classical music and bluegrass together.
So for me, definitely, I decided just to go in and just try out classical voice just to see how it'd go. And it was kind of like bluegrass when I got bit by that bug. I got bit by the classical music bug. And so I ended up singing a lot of like Donizetti and all those Italianate pieces in like the opera world. But it kind of crosses over to the bluegrass in a sense, because like under like music theory and like knowing your notation and the chords and the theology of how that works together, it pretty much, the element of music in the classical sense is carried over to the bluegrass, and you can create a lot of interesting music, add your own style from classical and add it into a bluegrass song probably, and just kind of create your own little thing.
You know, and certainly it's no, you know, it's not a new thing in bluegrass either. You know, you think of someone who is probably considered, you know, a legend of our music, John Duffy. He was a, you know, classically trained tenor. Yeah. You know, that's, so it's not a new thing by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I think that there can be some misconceptions about traditional music, and sometimes people turn their noses, you know, people in classical circles might turn their noses up at traditional music, but the more crossover you have between the two, the more you realize the complexities involved in traditional music and all of the things that you know, it can bring to the table as a, you know, a more holistic picture of what American music is.
Josh and Sav shared why they chose to be part of the Fine-Tuned Project.
Definitely for the Fine-Tuned Project, I was really interested in knowing, like, I'd be in a studio. I've never been in a studio before, so it was my first time seeing how all that technology and setup works. And I found out planning is crucial for recording, and so getting all the chords together and then getting everybody in the studio, playing a recording track of just chords, and then putting a melody on top of the chords is really a lot of processing, but at the end it's just super fun to do, and it's just amazing
to be able to you know, one of the hallmarks of traditional Appalachian music particularly is this idea of it being an oral tradition being passed from one generation to the next. And so in some ways, this is sort of a 21st century version of that, in the sense that I've had the benefit of having those mentors throughout my musical career and as I learned the music. And so to be able to impart some of the knowledge that I've gained and some of the experience I've gained as a professional musician to someone who's just starting out is really, you know, a really worthwhile experience for me. And to be able to say, hey, like, this is all stuff that I've learned as I've gone, and I've learned the hard way, so maybe I can make that, you know, illustrate that pathway a little bit easier, make it more equitable, more accessible for other people to get involved, you know, because unless you create that pathway, that music doesn't continue.
So. Josh talked about his experience working with Sav, who then shared his thoughts on their partnership.
It's definitely, working with Sav has been an honor. I've enjoyed every minute of it. He's taught me a lot about the recording process and all those elements in between that, and he's really mentored me on how this music works and like how I can like add my own ideas into the music and create kind of like a special thing that I made basically. And it's just been a blast working with him. I really enjoyed it.
It has been really rewarding, you know, to see someone who has the obvious enthusiasm for the music that Josh does and such a positive attitude. You know, he has the building blocks to have a really successful career in professional professional music if that's what he chooses to do. So just to have a small part in that has been really rewarding for me as well.
Place and community are important aspects of music for Josh and Sav. They spoke about what makes you proud to be North Carolina musicians.
What makes me proud is that, I'm, in a sense, keeping the tradition alive as well. Actually became an instructor at the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program, and I was able to teach younger people, younger than me, about the mandolin and the bluegrass music and just keeping it alive, basically. And I really enjoy doing that.
There is an undercurrent in your just everyday culture that this music is just, you know, really instilled in everyday life. And it goes back to, you know, like I said, all of, you know, all the way back to indigenous cultures from this area and so on. The idea that this music is so much a part of the culture that it truly is, like I said, endemic to life here. I can't imagine life in Western North Carolina without music.
Sav looked into the future to share his hope for what North Carolina music will become.
I think my hope is that we continue to see people involved not just in traditional forms of music, mm-hmm. but also understanding and exposing people to the breadth of the music that is involved in Western North Carolina. It's not just old-time and bluegrass music. It's so much more than that. That's one of the things that this project is doing so well is you know, exposing people to the diversity of different art forms that are being practiced here. And I hope that we continue to see that growth, that, you know, more and more people will, you know, start to put aside misconceived notions about what mountain life and mountain culture is all about, and to see it for, you know, the mosaic that it really is.
The fine-tuned project will lead to an album that will be pressed at Citizen Vinyl in Asheville. Josh and Sav offered insight into the music they recorded for the project.
We are recording two tracks. It's Big Sciota, a fiddle tune, old fiddle tune, and the other track we're going to be recording is When I Stop Dreaming by the Leuven Brothers.
We're doing an instrumental and a vocal.
Yep.
You know, and I think that when we were talking about it through our mentoring sessions, we really wanted to choose some repertoire that that highlighted both Josh's vocal abilities and our common, you know, shared interest in that, and then also his instrumental prowess, you know, also to showcase some of the local traditional music as well. Yeah. So the instrumental we chose to do is one that comes from, you know, the bluegrass canon and is, I think, very indicative of the type of music that we play. Yeah. You know, even if we were just to get together with a bunch of friends in someone's mm-hmm. front yard or something like that. And then the vocal tune that we chose is one that both of us really, really love from the repertoire of the Leuven Brothers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that it's a duet, so both of us get to sing on it, which is really fun. And I think it both of these are really, you know, representative of Josh's abilities, which is what we were really hoping to do through this project is be able to showcase what he has to offer as he continues his career.
You can hear Josh and Sav's recording on the fine-tuned album set for release in the summer of 2023. The fine-tuned project receives support from Come Here North Carolina, the North Carolina Arts Council, the WNC Bridge Foundation, and individual donors.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a turn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.